MZTV.
Did I grab you with that title? Is the title good? The Salvation of Adolf Hitler. Ooh, Adolf Hitler. That's the name that is notorious, especially in the Christian world. When you tell them that you believe in the salvation of all, what is the first objection they put up?
Are you telling me Adolf Hitler is going to be where I am someday?
Because they're so much better than Adolf Hitler. I'm going to tell you why they think that, and I'm going to tell you how to answer these people. By the end of this video, you will discover how to answer these people who think they are superior to Adolf Hitler. Get the best answer ever. You're going to love it. And so welcome to MZTV. I'm Martin Zender. I'm broadcasting from the Kansas City, Missouri, Airport Marriott. I'm looking out the window. The airport's right over there in full living color here from my hotel room. I have to be out of here in about 25 minutes. Catching a plane today. It's Monday as I'm broadcasting. I'm catching a plane back to the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. But why Hitler? Hitler's always the poster child for evil, and like it's impossible to save this guy. I mean, apart from Satan, probably. But some people killed more people than Adolf Hitler. Mao, for instance, killed between 49 and 78 million people. Mao Zedong of China. And I have a list here of the top mass murderers in human history. Leopold II of Belgium, 8 million people. Government-sanctioned mass killing for political purposes. Joseph Stalin, remember him? 6.5 million dead. Pol Pot, Cambodia, 1.7 million. Brezhnev, how about that? 900,000. What a lightweight. What an amateur. Why don't people say, are you telling me God's going to save Adam? How many people did Adam kill? How many humans have existed in the history of the human race? That's how many people Adam killed. Well, that's true. It was a premeditated murder, but he's responsible for the deaths of everyone. Actually, you're right. Actually, it was Eve. So why don't people say, wait a minute, are you telling me, you think everybody's going to be saved? Are you telling me that Eve, the lovely Eve, the evil Eve, the one who brought the whole human race into sin and death, you telling me she's going to be saved? Why not Eve? From now on, I'm going to present this evangel as, you know what, even Eve is saved. Can you believe that? No, but Adolf Hitler is the poster child. And for that case, I have a note here. Yes, why not Saul? Saul, before he was Paul. I think he referred to himself in 1 Timothy as one of the foremost sinner. I'm not going to edit any of this, okay? I'm just going to put this directly up on YouTube because the download time to my computer is for some reason very, very slow, but the upload time on YouTube is very relatively fast. But not on my computer. I got to do this on my phone. So that's why you're not going to get the intro. You're not going to get any of the fancy things that we usually do here. So all my mistakes are going to be broadcast for the whole world to see. So yeah, why not Saul? Why not Saul? But I want to give you a correction, please, if you can take this. I know you can, you're mature saints. We have to change the way we present the evangel. Because we have a habit of starting the evangel by saying everyone's saved. Or there's no such thing as hell. Both things are true. But we must be wise as serpents here. Innocent as doves. And we have to present the truth in a less shocking manner, but in no less of a scriptural manner and no less of a true manner. The one thing we constantly leave out when we say, everyone's saved, there is no hell. The one thing we leave out is judgment. And I think really that's all people want to hear is that Adolf Hitler, coming back to the star of the show here, Adolf Hitler gets some judgment. People just want, and it's human fairness, really. It's like, he's going to be where I am someday. He's going to be where I am someday. They think they've done all these wondrous works, of course. And Hitler was this evil man, not realizing Romans 9, that God is the one who makes vessels of honor and dishonor. They don't realize that at all. And so they have this terrible attitude about it. And they think that Hitler's judgment should be on eternity in hell, and their judgment is on eternity in heaven because they're so bad, and they're so good, and Hitler's so bad. But the one thing we need to include when we teach on the salvation of all is that there is a judgment for bad behavior. The great white throne is not a judgment for sin. Remember, the dead, the small and the great, stand at the great white throne. And there are going to be two notable people at the great white throne. I brought this out before. I mean, there's going to be billions and billions of people there, but Mother Teresa and Hitler will be standing next to each other at the great white throne. I remind you, the throne is white. I'll get to that in a little bit. But the point is that what do Adolf Hitler and Mother Teresa have in common? No, they didn't both wear black. No, the nuns at my school wore black, but Mother Teresa wore blue. No, Hitler wore like gunmetal gray or black. No, that was the Gestapo that wore black. But what they have in common is they're both unbelievers. Adolf Hitler is a worldly unbeliever. Mother Teresa is a religious unbeliever. But they're both unbelievers. They both died unbelievers. And so they're going to rise at the great white throne. But the judgment at the great white throne is based on works. And everyone's works are examined. Judge according to their acts, Scripture says, according to their acts. I can't put the verse reference here because there's no editing going on. Look up that verse, judged according to their acts, great white throne. It's in Revelation chapter 20. So Mother Teresa did some fairly good acts, probably some evil acts in there, some selfish acts. Those will be adjusted. The great white throne is an adjustment. Though Hitler is going to get his ass kicked. Romans chapter 2, indignation, fury, and affliction on every soul doing evil. The great white throne is not for sin. Sin has been adjudicated. Sin has been taken care of at the cross. It's for actions, two different words. Ergon, I think, is the word for action, and hamartia is the word for sin. Two different Greek words. One has to do with sin itself. That roadblock has been taken away, but people's actions still need to be adjudicated. And that will be happening at the great white throne for the sake of the person judged. Hitler needs to take an accounting of what he did. He needs to face his evil heart. He needs to have his crap shoved in his nose and say, smell this, Dolph, smell this. And Hitler's going to recoil in terror and fear at his own acts. And he's going to be so repentant. He's going to be crying and weeping. I tell people, why not give Hitler the same opportunity that you had? Weren't you an evil sinner who repented and God broke you and you came to the truth?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give that same respect due to Adolf Hitler? His moment is ahead. He's going to recant and repent and weep big time. He's going to be crushed to learn what he did. But the truth will shine forth at the great white throne that it was God who made the vessel of dishonor. God was responsible for Adolf Hitler, ultimately. But Adolf Hitler will give an account of himself. And we need to include this. You can't just say, God's going to save everybody. That's true. It's more helpful to say, God is going to save everyone, each in their own order. That's scriptural, 1 Corinthians 15:22. And some people will be saved after severe judgment. Some people don't get in. You can say, don't get into heaven or into salvation. You can say whichever you want until they're severely judged. They need judge. And so that calms people down. Now they're more reasonable. But you see, you cause them this knee-jerk violent reaction. So everybody's going to be saved as though Adolf Hitler waltzes into heaven, still Adolf Hitler. Like he's going to be in heaven wearing his swastika, wearing his jack boots, wearing his big belt, wearing his cap. Are you kidding me? Like he's still going to be Hitler, people think. Like there's Adolf Hitler saved. No, there's the new and improved Adolf Hitler. Same man, but he's totally broken and totally worshiping God. His knee is bending. His tongue is acclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord. Fantastic. Yeah, that's Adolf Hitler, but it's the new improved Adolf Hitler. It's the post-judgment Adolf Hitler. And even you self-righteous Christians are going to look at that and your heart's going to melt when you see it. Your heart's going to melt. But we need to include that judgment. We need to include telling people about the judgment. And if you want to put it crudely, like I do, you say, yes, Hitler's going to get his ass kicked. Don't worry. Hitler's going to get judged severely. And I dare say many of these Christians will also be at the great white throne. And yes, they're not as evil as Hitler. I'll give them that. Most of them. So they will get judged very lightly. And their names are probably written in the Lamb's Book of Life because they did good acts. They baked cakes for the sick. They gave birthday cards to people. They visited people in the hospital. They did many good acts. They took care of their families. Very nice people. They're just raging hypocrites, but they're nice people. So off they go to the new earth, because their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There you are, Mary Smith. Please go ahead. Next, Adolf Hitler. Okay, let's see here. Adolf Hitler, that's not under the A's. Let's try the H. No, I'm sorry, sir. Your name is not... Oh, that's you. All right, everybody, back away, back away. It's time for the judgment of Adolf Hitler. And, oh, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Adolf Hitler will go to the lake of fire, which is the second death. But what happens after that? Everybody tells me, what about the second death, Martin? What about the second death? Don't you believe in the second death? Of course I believe in the second death. It's plainly written about in the scripture in Revelation chapter 20. My question is, well, what happens after the second death? Oh, nobody can answer that. What do you mean? They can't even say, what do you mean after the second death? Because they're dumbstruck. Nobody's ever asked that question. What happens after the second death? Sure, Adolf Hitler's in the second death. Then what happens to him? Well, he's tormented forever and ever. No. The beast, the adversary, and the false prophet, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, are tormented for the eons of the eons. I don't know anything about this forever and ever you're speaking of. But Adolf Hitler goes to the second death, which is the lake of fire. All right, well, he stays there forever. I don't think so. 1 Corinthians 15:26 says God abolishes death. Why does he do that, Martin? So God can become all in all. 1 Corinthians 15:28, duh. Christian, you've never read 1 Corinthians 15:28. God may be all in all. How can God be all in all if most of humanity is burning in hell for eternity? Riddle me this. You can't. You can't. Death is abolished. And God is going to reconcile all things to him through the blood of the cross. Colossians 1:20. That includes Hitler. It even includes Satan. It even includes, are you ready for this? Eve. Oh, yeah, I know. Whoa, there's some saving power right there. But here's how you answer these people. Hitler's going to be where I am someday. This is what I tell him. I recommend this for you. You know, after a couple eons of cohabitation, Hitler will probably learn to tolerate